What kind of mensch is Lloyd? Lloyd, Avraham Avinu's nephew. Avraham Avinu tells him, let's separate. You don't should hear that. He should mamish, fall down on his knees, chas v'sholom. Avraham Avinu was his Rebbe Muvik. The years they were together. His uncle, Avraham Avinu, the person, one of the most important people recognized in the world at the time. And here, yeah, let's separate. He's been masking. Sounds like a little mishigas. And then Avraham Avinu gives him a choice. You go to the right, to the left, I'll go wherever you go, I'll go to the other place. He should have said, Chas v'sholom, you choose. You're the icky one. You're the one who I have to look up to. And he said, yeah, Tuckins. He goes and chooses on him, he cups on him, and the best thing he wants. What happened? What happened to Lloyd? What happened that all of a sudden he becomes an undermensch? And he goes to the Stoim, she says, because he wanted his Tivus, that's why he wanted to go to that place. Well, the only indication we have in the Psukim is that he got rich money. Gamlot Zavram, how you sign the book, Violin. Now she says, the Schus, and he wants Avram, therefore he got rich. What person gets rich? The person gets rich, gets a lot of money, the person feels self-sufficient, gets divik, ivadik, and therefore he can lose his ruchnius, even with Avraham Avinu. That's how stark the yitzhar of richness is, of kisses. And this seems to have what happened to Lloyd. I say, after that's my Bzor Salanti, what's a bigger Nesoyim, being Oni or an Osher? So Sharm talks about both of them, which one's an Osher, a bigger Nesoyim. What's a bigger Nesoyim? So he said, this is a person has two sicknesses, heart disease or cancer, what's worse? They're both bad, but the one's closer to the doctor, he's better off. So Osher's Anias could be a big Nesoyim, but an Oni is close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Osher feels self-sufficient. He's not. He feels he doesn't have to go to Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. But Mela, it's very dangerous. And here, he feels he doesn't have to come to Avraham Avinu anymore. Self-sufficient. Therefore, it's such a unexpected reaction. Avinu telling him, let's separate. He should, like I said, he should have almost fallen down and pleaded, and Paskin for his Royim. The Royim said there's a lot to take, there's no gezel, but to give pasture for the animals. That was the machlik between Royim, Avraham Royim, Lloyd. He should have said, Avraham Royim, Paskin, we can't do it. No, he held the same, didn't tell anything. He told the Gezach. He told the cups of rain before Avraham Avinu. Yeah, you're right enough, I'll take the first choice. You have to be careful, people who get in the highest standard of earning money, and they have more than they had before, and especially if it's a lot more, let's be very careful not to let it overcome them and lose their sensitivity to ruchnius and to hachno. Let's be very careful that they feel that the money they got from Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a pikodin, it's not theirs, because we have a pikodin to take care of, but the same much as before. A good Shabbos, everybody, called to.